This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Frank Irwin Center opened on this night in 1977. And as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, as the building enters its twilight years, it's doing its best to not show its age.
The Frank Irwin Center, or Special Event Center, as it was originally christened, opened its doors to the public for the first time 40 years ago tonight for a couple of basketball games. The Texas women's team started the night with a win against an outmatched Temple Junior College. Then the men's team got in the act with a big win over arch-rival Oklahoma. The Irwin Center was another sign of the city's growth. It was designed by B.W. Crane and Ralph Anderson, best known for helping design the Astrodome and the Houston Post Building. In addition to basketball, the city then had a large event space for some of the big touring acts of the time, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Bob Dylan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's only natural that we would play at the Anniversary Waltz.
And one, Lawrence two, Welk.
Three, yeah.
His show was the first concert at the center in March of 1978, and also the first sellout. But they were still working out the kinks.
Escalators not working, particularly when you're doing a Lawrence Welk show, when you consider the type of crowd, so you have to get people into their seats and up to different levels.
Jimmy Earle is director of the Irwin Center.
The impossible we do right away, but you know, some of the other things may take a little time.
He should know, he's been there for most of it.
I've been here two different tours. I was the original events manager here from when the building opened on November 29th, 1977. And I was the events manager here for 10 years from 77 to 87. Then I had a hiatus where I thought I wanted to be a convention center manager. So I managed a convention center in Fort Worth for 4 years. And I've been back in Austin since 1990.
Renamed in 1980 after UT Regent Frank Irwin, the building has churned out 40 years of basketball games, concerts, monster truck shows, circuses, and memories. More than 30 million people have walked through the doors for a variety of acts. The largest crowd ever at the Irwin Center was for a John Denver concert in 1978. The highest grossing show was Paul McCartney's 4 years ago. George Strait has performed there the most at 13 shows. It has hosted a Davis Cup semifinal in tennis in 2011, arena football in the aughts, professional wrestling since the 80s, even Johnny Cash.
And I think about it now and then, every time I try and every time I win, and if I ever have another boy, I'm going to name him Austin.
But soon enough, all that fun will end.
Good night, y'all. God bless you.
You see, the ground the Irwin Center has stood on since 1977 is slated to be part of the UT Medical School that has been built to this point around the iconic drum-shaped building. There is no timeline right now, but UT President Greg Fenves said in April that current plans are to build a new arena across Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near the football stadium and build part of the med school on the Irwin Center lot. That could happen in the next 5 to 7 years. Staff are looking into its cost and feasibility. But Jimmy Earle isn't thinking about the end.
There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that have been put into this building by a lot of people. So it will be, I'm sure it'll be an emotional time. We don't think about that too much. We just continue on. We know that the only constant in life is change.
And the work continues. This month alone, it will host members of the Grateful Dead, Lady Gaga, and another tour of Disney on Ice. The arena will mark its 40th anniversary tonight with a basketball game, this time a men's game against Florida A&M University. Members of the 1977 team will be there at halftime, along with a giant birthday cake for everyone at the game. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
Boys, how about a little happy birthday song for her?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to